Hey there, pleasure seekers, it's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one and only queen behind her pleasure chest. Welcome to another episode. Let's get into it. Welcome, my beautiful kinksters, wannabe kinksters, nasty freaks, wannabe nasty freaks. It is episode 23. As always, I appreciate everyone for listening. I appreciate you for coming back every week. Shout out to the new listeners if you're just joining us, pleasure seekers. I hope you backtrack. It is an adult podcast. So I get into the nitty-gritty and I talk about things that the ordinary folks are afraid to talk about. This week I'm a little under the weather, so I won't stay for too long this episode because I feel like I'm getting sick. You might hear me cough every now and then, and I apologize ahead of time. I am going to try my best to hold in every cough so we can get through this episode together. All right. Housekeeping. I do have some winners for the samples that I was giving away last week. I think it is funny how a lot of people listen. You will inbox me, but not a lot of people share and or tag, or you know, you want everybody to know you're listening to an adult podcast. It is fine. Your secret is safe with me. So if you've hit me up and I already told you you want some samples, well then it is coming your way. So just send me your address. Okay. All right, this week's topic, I'm going to dive into female sexual dysfunction. Now, both male and female have sexual dysfunctions, right? And for both, it can be caused by physical issues, such as, well, first, before I get into the such as, sexual dysfunctions are defined as problems during any phase of the sexual response cycle. Yes, there is such a thing as the sexual response cycle. So any issues with the sexual response cycle that will prevent a couple or individual to experience sexual satisfaction from any sexual activity, that is considered a sexual dysfunction. What are the cycles? Just in case you're wondering, it's four phases of the sexual response cycle, and that is excitement, plateau, orgasm, resolution, right? In regular language, in my Cardi B language, you get hot and bothered, you get through the foreplay. No, I'm lying. You get hot and bothered. That's usually foreplay. You get all excited. Get into the nitty-gritty, right? Start right in the way, right? Plateau. And then boom, 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 orgasm. Then boom, 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 roll over and go to sleep. Resolution. All right. Sexual dysfunctions are common. It is not uncommon at all. Actually, according to some research, 43% of women report having some kind of sexual dysfunction, and 31% of men reports some form of sexual dysfunction. A lot of people don't talk about this, or they hesitate to talk about it with their partners or even their doctors because they feel embarrassed. And like almost everything in our society around sex comes with some hesitation, it comes with some shame or another, and I find it so strange because we are doing it. So why aren't we talking about the things that we need to talk about when it comes to sex and yeah, it's weird. Anywho, now I can get into some of the causes. These causes can go for both men and women. The physical stuff can be related to some kind of medical condition sometimes. And some of these things could be diabetes, heart disease, hormonal imbalance, menopause, kidney disease, liver, substance abuse, alcoholism. Could be a side effect from a medication, antidepressant. Believe it or not, like, antidepressant, especially too, for men, can cause your sperm count to get really low, which can, you know, prevent your chances of impregnating someone. So that, you know, all these things matter. If you are on medication, you should look up the side effects to these medications to see if it caused any kind of sexual dysfunction. Excuse me. I was trying to burp and cough at the same time. Lord, give me the strength. I think I mentioned kidney disease. There are some neurological diseases that can also cause can affect your sexual desire and function, right? Psychological causes, which a lot of people are alert or aware of, and that could be anxiety, work-related stress, being just tired, depression, some kind of past sexual trauma, if there's any relationship issues going on, that can also affect you psychologically, which will also affect, you know, your sexual desires. I think for a lot of people, work-related stress is a big one. And as a social worker, yes, for those who didn't know, I am a social worker. As a social worker that is very knowledgeable of mental illness, it is important for you to try to separate work from home. I know the whole work-life balance situation, a lot of us as adults, we're still trying to get a grip of. But if sex matters to you and you want a release, you have to leave that work shit at work, because sex is a good stress reliever. So if you're carrying that work stress on you, it will really prevent you getting a good orgasm, you know, you being able to bust a good nut. So think about the headspace you are in and how is that affecting you personally in your sex life. Not many people try to zone in on just how your mental state can affect your sex. And there's a direct correlation of the two. Okay. Now, age. I know some people might think age, is the main factor for some sexual dysfunction. It is not. Sexual problems can occur in any adult at any age. Okay? Y'all remember my story about that one guy that couldn't get it up. And I made him watch somebody else pound to pound, right? So, and he looked very young. Yes, a lot of older people might be reported of having these sexual issues, but trust me, it is in every age, all right? So those are like the main things that associated to both male and female. For this episode, I'm just going to go a little deeper into some of the sexual dysfunction that affects women. My male listeners, please don't feel too left out, but this diva over here today is not feeling so hot. So I really cannot drag this out long to do both. So I promise y'all I will get to you at another episode. All right. Some of the common problems for females. Inhibited sexual desire. Okay, this involves the lack of sexual desire or interest in sex. As I mentioned earlier, some of the conditions can cause by hormonal changes, some medical conditions, some of them, the stress of pregnancy, most can be boredom with just regular sexual routines, or they just lose that little oomph to have sex. And I'm a very sexual person, so when I first found this out, I'm like, damn, how can you lose the interest of having sex? But then when I really think back and reflect, I did go through my phase of just losing interest in sex. And it had nothing to do with the person I was with. It had nothing to do with, like, being bored. I feel like I was just, like, in a space of just focusing on academics and career and all that shit. All right, another one that's common for women is the inability to become aroused. For women, the inability to become physically aroused during sexual activities often involve insufficient vaginal lubrication. This can be related to anxiety or inadequate stimulation. Some research will show that it is caused by blood flow problems that's affecting the vagina and the clit may contribute to arousal problems. Excuse me. So ladies, if you find that you don't get as wet as your brain thinks you are, don't be ashamed about it. You know, you need to have the conversation with your doctor or have the conversation with your partner, whether your partner is male or female, because your partner might internalize that as you're just not getting aroused from them, or you're not attracted to them anymore, when it might be something else going on with you. So that is definitely a thing, ladies, that, you know, some women get, you know, they don't have the ability to get aroused where it's visible. You know, some women get nice and soaking wet, and some just don't get a lot of lubrication down there. The lack of orgasm, the clinical term for that is, and I'm about to butcher this word, and I'm so, so sorry, it is anorgasmia. I actually said that right. Anorgasmia, it is the absence of sexual climax. Yes, this happens. It is caused by a woman's sexual inhibition, inexperience, lack of knowledge, psychological factors. Again, going back to the factors I mentioned earlier, such as anxiety, past sexual trauma, or some kind of abuse. The other contributors to anorgasmia, it includes, again, like I mentioned just now, the insufficient stimulation or a certain medication. So if you're a woman out there, you know, you've had a lot of sex and you haven't orgasmed, because there's a lot of women that's never orgasmed, and you think you've tried everything. So if you've tried masturbating, you've played with your clit, you've tried all these different things, and you haven't had the big O, talk to your doctor. Let's find out if there's something medical going on. Or do some soul searching. What is blocking you from getting to that point of the big O? All right, the other one, painful intercourse. It's very common. Pain during intercourse can be caused by several things. It can be caused by a pelvic mass, ovarian cysts, vaginitis, poor lubrication, and the presence of scar tissue from some kind of surgery if you've had it, or a sexually transmitted disease. A condition called vaginismus is a painful involuntary spasm of the muscles that surround the vaginal entrance. It may occur in women who fear that penetration will be painful, and also may stem from a sexual phobia or from a previous traumatic or painful experience. I totally get this. Yes, I get this. If you feel like you're experiencing this, I would recommend that you seek some kind of therapy, or you speak to your doctor about this. Therapy connecting to the sexual phobia, or if you had some kind of major traumatic, painful sexual experience that's now causing this, right? If you never did that, if you've never experienced that, but you're still feeling pain, uncomfortable pain during intercourse, please, please, please go see a doctor so you can find out what is going on with you. Do not put yourself through that. Do not. It is not worth it. The dick is not worth it. That 5.5 seconds of that cock is not worth the pain that you're putting yourself through. Health is very, very important, ladies. It is very important that your gyno should be your best friend. Your punani doctor should be your best friend. So sort that out. If you feel like you are experiencing too much pain during sex, a sexual dysfunction is diagnosed through the doctor. So if you go and get your regular pap smear done, your pelvic exams, your physical exams, and they're checking all these things, your doctor can rule out a lot of medical problems. Again, in the world of social work, mental health, the first thing we do a lot of times, if we've already assessed any kind of harm to self, any risk factors, and you are describing certain things, a lot of times we try to rule out medical first. And would recommend that you go see your doctor. So get that sorted out. A lot of these sexual dysfunction can be treated with just like educating yourself, finding different ways to introduce stimuli. So if you think you just need arousal gels, you know, last week I mentioned, a More MD that has arousal gel with CBD, give it a shot. If you need to add more lube, give it a shot. You do have some techniques where you can use to distract yourself, whether it's erotic or non-erotic fantasies. There's exercises that you can do in certain positions that you can put yourself in that might help treat some of what's going on as well. For the ladies who might be experiencing that pain, during sex, really, really consider trying also changing some positions and work with adding lube, not spit, bitch. Not my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a bitch. But I'm just saying. Stop getting down like you're a porn star and using spit. It's not okay. Add some lube. I mean, I've had my nasty moments where, like, fuck that lube and put that spit. But, you know, I'm a... Yeah, I tell y'all, you know, I'm messy sometimes. But if you know you need more than saliva, okay, get the lube. Don't take it when you know you dry and you have other things going on. Add things to help so sex can be pleasurable. All right. I'm going to stop there for that. And now I'm just going to go straight into the fetish for this week. And it is hair fetish. Yes. Hair fetish. It is also known as hair partialism. Yes. There are people out there that get sexually aroused by hair. Now, like every fetish I've discussed, there are levels. There is, you can differentiate, right, between categories when you know you have this one big old title and then you have your subtitles. So with hair fetish, the most common ones can be the hair on the person's head, seeing the hair, could be the armpit hair, chest hair, short hair, long hair, wet hair, if it's a particular color. Some of them are specific with just pubic hair. Underneath this umbrella, pick your mouth up. I don't know why you guys are pretending as if you're shocked right now. I've gone through several fetish, so this one should not shock you. All right. Under this umbrella of hair fetish, you also have the haircut fetish, right? And it's related to paraphilia, in which a person is aroused by having their head hair cut or shaved. By cutting the hair of another person, or by watching someone getting a haircut, or by seeing someone with a shaved head or very short hair, will trigger some sexual arousal. Yes, yes. Yes, there are people in the world who are sexually aroused by shaved head, by watching a hair being cut, by shaving someone's head, you know, by getting their head shaved, like it will trigger a sexual arousal, hence why it's a fetish. Yes, yes, yes. There are people out there like this. And remember, folks, we don't judge. Excuse me. I'm going straight this week, okay? Now, let's get into my experience. My experience is now linked to our fetish for this week. All right. I'm going to tell you about this one time. I met someone that have a hair fetish, okay? So, I honestly didn't know this exists until I experienced it. I met this individual, and when I met this person, I didn't know the person was attracted to me. There wasn't any googly eyes, you know, during conversation. We met with a group of people. We were in a group, and it was just a conversation. So I didn't think there wasn't any. You know, you have that little glimmer of spark when you see somebody. It's like, ooh, I want to fuck the shit out of you. You know, one of those situations. It wasn't one of those situations. Anywho, we within the group, we exchanged numbers, And, you know, there was some conversation that occurred. Anywho, the person contacted me and, you know, the person was like, I found you attractive. And I was like, thanks. And from jump street, this person was like, the first thing I noticed on you was the hair on your stomach that traveled around your navel. And I gasped. I was like, wait, pause. So you mean to tell me you missed these 34 G's? Yes, 34 G's, voluptuous breasts. You skipped these beautiful pillows. You skipped the curves and the bootay. And you notice the hair on my stomach? I was like, this is odd. Anywho, long story short, now let me take you guys to the do. The night we fucked. The day we fucked. Was it the day or the night? God damn it, I think we went from day to night. You know, don't judge me. Y'all know how I roll. The person, prior to fucking, we had a lot of conversations. So I learned more about this fetish. And I'm like, this is strange. I've never encountered anyone with such a fetish. And I have this mental space where I'm just like, we have one fucking life to live, you know? And I cannot walk around with what ifs, you know? So I'm just like, I'm gonna embark on this moment. Why the fuck not? So came to the day of the do, right? We're about to fuck, right? We made the arrangements. We sort this out. And there I am, laying butt-ass naked. And the person took their time to lick. And when I tell you lick in the most affectionate and loving way, the hair on my arms, the hair on my back, then the kissing and licking of the hair on my stomach, then around my belly button. Now, there was no hair on the twat because mama keep that waxed. So, person couldn't go down there for no hair. But they show enough lick and kiss everywhere else. Now, this is the part that kind of freaked me out because it was like, I'm over it. So, I'm very hairy. Thanks to my daddy, thanks to being a direct bloodline descendant of Maroons, I am very hairy, like gorilla hairy. I actually got teased about this shit as a child. But anywho, I grow hair on my chin often. And because I was teased about it, I'm very conscious of it. I'm very aware of it. And I hate it when the hair on my chin will grow up. It itches. They don't like to see it, so I would wax it, or I would just put Nair on it and just get rid of that shit, right? And he saw the hair growing up on my chin. He decided to start licking. Oh, might me tell y'all something. I felt so grossed out in that moment. Now, everything else I was able to handle. Like, you are getting hard as a rock licking the hair on my body. But the moment he went for the face and start licking my face, I stopped him. Because then I feel like, are you a dog? You're licking my face like a dog licks somebody's face. And I was not with it. So I stopped him. I stopped him and I was like, okay, that's enough. You just grossed me out. And I think because it just didn't feel so affectionate as did the rest of my body. Because the way in which he was doing the rest of my body with the licking and the sucking and all of that, it felt like I was being worshipped. And, you know, y'all know being worshipped is one of my fetishes. So in that element, it didn't seem so strange. But the moment he went for the face, it felt weird. And I stopped him. And I now watched him jerk off. And that was cool, fine and dandy. Went over, got over that. And he didn't stop there. Another incident, he tried to lick my armpits. And I was like, nah, I'm going to need you to back up. I'm going to need you to stop. And it was at that moment, like, I can't bang with you no more because you don't have a pause button. You just violated. You should have asked me first about my armpits, you know? So yeah, that was my experience with someone with a hair fetish. And that's it for this week. Excuse me. Remember to I keep it nice and short this week, y'all. Remember to follow the Instagram page, Her Pleasure Chest. You can also follow my personal page, which is Pleasure Dom, D-O-M-M-E. Don't forget to visit the website, www.herpleasurechest.com. If you want to book me for anything, I will be a guest speaker on your podcast. I will be a guest speaker at your event. Just holla at your girl. For my fellas out there, or my ladies, subscribe to my OnlyFans page if you want to see some behind the scenes stuff of your beautiful, beautiful queen. They're kind of sexy and spicy though. So remember, the OnlyFans page is subscription only. Alright. I'm Audi, and as always, be bold, be free, be you, and escape the labels and embrace your kink. Peace out.